Jerry Bader Show 952. Alderman Antonio French of the 21st Ward in St. Louis posted several Vine videos. Does everyone know what Vine is? Jason, you didn't even know what Vine is. I remember I informed you of what Vine was. It's another one of the micro social medias. That's what I call them. On Twitter Sunday night, showing looters smashing windows and carrying off goods. A little after midnight, he tweeted that the looting had spread to neighboring Delwood. Now, I will tell you what the liberal response is, why a questionable, a suspicious, and it is, a suspicious police officer shooting in suburban St. Louis. There can be rioting, violence, and looting, and liberals accept it. Well, you don't understand. Nothing's changed since 1964, you know. It's still Jim Crow out there, especially in the South like St. Louis. You have no idea what these blacks live with day in and day out and day in and day out. They deal with the same racism they dealt before the Civil Rights Act. This is exactly what liberals believe. And therefore, when something like this happens, it's okay for the tinder to spark into fire. Just makes sense. It just makes sense. Because, well, you don't understand the life they lead. You just don't get, here's the difference. When they really were under Jim Crow, you think this would have happened in the South? Really? But they never, that disconnect never makes it to their synapses. Joe from Wausau. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was watching a video last night of the 2012 presidential campaign, and this reminded me of that in the aspect of the justification for looting could be re-characterized as a redistribution of wealth, and that is justified or was implicitly justified by President Obama when he said, if you've got a business, you didn't build that, somebody else made that happen. Therefore, you could imply that if somebody else made that happen, that business isn't yours. So you are, therefore, or somebody else is justified in taking that from you.
Justified being the operative word. You're right, Joe. It's not fair. It isn't fair that you succeeded. You just won life's lottery. It wasn't your own doing. And you're exactly right that blacks, if they are low income, it's not their fault. That's exactly what this gets back to. All poor people in liberal minds, but particularly minorities. It's not their fault. Thanks a lot for the call. It isn't their fault. They can't help it. They're being held down, which is false. But that's the narrative. You have to understand how this plays out. That's the narrative that they use to get blacks to vote for them. So if they're going to use that to get blacks to vote for them, when blacks act out in this way, that has to be part of the narrative. Well, yeah, we would expect you to do that. They're not going to listen to conservatives. So where is the liberal community? Where, and again, if he, and I hope to God he said something, that the president of the United States said something. Actually, you do need to Google that. Just say, just Google President Obama, Ferguson riots, and see if you get anything. There it is, International Business Times. Obama, mum on Mike Brown, Ferguson riots, but click on that when you can. But it's the International Business Times. But praises Robin Williams. Critics notice. Less than 3 hours after Robin Williams' death was reported, President Barack Obama issued a warm tribute to the legendary actor. Robin Williams was an airman, a doctor, a genie, a nanny, a president, a professor, a bangarang Peter Pan. Just scroll down. Just relax and scroll down. Bangering Peter Pan and everything in between, Obama's statement read. The sentiment delighted millions of fans, still in shock, blah, 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 over the 63-year-old actor's apparent suicide. But for many of those mourning the death of Mike Brown, the black teenager was gunned down by police in suburban St. Louis on Saturday. Obama's words add insult to injury. Now, they're complaining because he didn't say it's terrible that a police officer killed Brown. For the last 2 days, Brown supporters have been calling on the president to issue a statement condemning the 18-year-old's killing, which sparked a wave of unrest and looting in Ferguson. But nobody called on him to condemn the wave of unrest and looting either. And it doesn't appear that he did that either. So why isn't anybody upset about, they're upset that he hasn't condemned the shooting? How about the senseless vandalism, looting, and violence? How about condemning that? It's 9:58.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.